Well, I was going to say, it'd be interesting to hear you compare and contrast, because you played under quite a variety of captains here at Gloucester, because there was Peter Ford for a couple of seasons to start with, and then Alan Townsend, and then Mickey Boone, who captained for a couple of years, but Alan Holder captained in between.
Yeah, he played fullback.
And then Mickey Booth came back for another couple of seasons, and then Gary White
was captain.
Took over.
Yeah.
And
is that before you went to Bristol or after? Because you played for Bristol, Gary.
Oh, that would be after, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Because he captained Somerset too, didn't he?
Gary couldn't get a game down here.
Then Don Rutherford.
Yeah, he came.
Before Dick Smith became captain.
Don Rutherford came here from Percy Park.
Yeah,
wherever that is.
Northumbria somewhere.
We didn't have a piece of tease in the back. Percy Park.
He played for England, didn't he? While playing for Percy Park.
And the Lions. He's a Lion.
Oh, yeah, but that was during his Gloucester days, of course. He played
for the Lions. Broke his arm bad. Real bad.
Nice. I was speaking to Don Rutherford's wife, and she said she's the reason he played for Gloucester. She's a Gloucester girl, and her father apparently took the view that if Don wanted to marry his daughter, then he was going to play for Gloucester.
Yeah. He was tidy packaged, Don.
Yeah.
In many ways, he came back from New Zealand tour here and used a lot of the things that he saw and witnessed on a rugby pitch in New Zealand. There's one or two comments about, you know, what he was trying to do here, but from here he went in the rugby union complex, did he not?
Yeah.
And he started setting up and structuring the coaching business in the rugby union.
Yeah, a technical director, wasn't he?
Something like that.
He was the first paid employee the rugby
was
union ever had. Yeah.
Nice chap, Don. Be friendly.
So I guess you went on quite a lot of those West Country tours.
Yeah, I loved it. One of the best tours I went is when we went up north to. We went up north once, played Liverpool. That was nice up there, nice people. But Cornwall was nice. We had some lovely fun down there. Harmless fun. Yeah, it was good.
Give us some for instances.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
You'd think I'm making it up. No, I'm not going to go there. There's too many people in Paul. No.
I think you've remembered we're recording this, haven't you, Dave?
I'm not opening that one up.
What other tours have you been on, Terry?
We went to Ireland.
Yeah.
Like that. Bective Rangers we played. That was brilliant. Loved that. They came here, we went there, and then it ceased. It seemed to stop. That's about it really from this club, but Cornwall, Cornish trip was brilliant.
Yeah. You always seem to play Teignmouth on the way home. That's not,
yeah, we did.
Not
yeah.
a big rugby name.
We used to go to Plymouth. We played Plymouth on the way back, yeah. But you're talking about the different kettle of fish here, though. The money was, I don't know what it cost to get in to watch a game. It was about... £5 or something like that. It wouldn't match, was it?
Oh, then?
Well, no.
It was £2.
£2.
It was £2. £2 at the Dean's Way End. I always used to go in the shed at the Dean's Way End. It was £2.
I can remember...
They should have been charged more to see you, shouldn't they, Terry?
Amateur. Yeah. I can remember one day there was a big gate, maybe Carnival, and they couldn't get all the customers in. But Digger was stood outside with a bucket. Come on, he said.
Yes.
And all this cash. All this cash was going to this bucket. Oh, God, he was up to all sorts, Digger. Nice chap, Digger. But, he was like big on the committee here at that time. Yeah. Tours, Cornwall, great time. Up north, enjoyed it all. In fact, I enjoyed it all here. It was lovely.
Yeah. That was a long diversion from talking about the different captains that you played under.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about Don Rutherford.
Yeah. Gary White was a good captain. Yeah. He was He was pretty sound.
What sort of captain was he then?
He liked to play rugby. We lost a lot of games playing rugby. In my book. But that's the way he wanted it. On the bottom line, I, you know, with the captains, I think, all in all, Fawley was probably the best.
As a winning captain, you mean?
As a winning captain, yeah.
Of course, the captains had a lot more influence in those days, didn't they? Because they essentially ran the team.
There was the most expressive captain I think this club's ever seen is Dick Smith's captaincy, where he just wanted the ball alive all the time.
Yeah.
We were going to be quite fit to play Dick's rugby, but that's the way he wanted it. And I think you'll find that possibly it's the best season they ever had down here in Dick's captaincy. I think in that year we played about 50 odd games that year.
Well, he was captain for two seasons. His first season as captain was 68-9.
Right.
And they played club played 52 games and won 32 of them.
Yeah, well there you go.
Yeah, lost 15.
There you go. How's that from memory?
Yeah. I think the best season was perhaps when Dick was coach and Steve Mills was captain in 81-82.
Not my time.
Not your time. No. But I mean Dick Smith influence again. Well, they won 41, lost 3, and drew 4.
Really?
In that season, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I finished in 71. Out here, 3:10, 1971, under the post there. Broke my leg, unfortunately.
Who was that? How did that come about? Who was that against?
I was making a good break on the outside, beat the bloke once, and he just fell on me and caught my leg. Silly sod. Held by the inside centre, who just stood there like a wally, instead of clearing off out of the way. So I had him and him. End of, you know. It's a shame.
Yeah.
But I was 31. So. He's a good captain, Dick. I enjoyed his rugby. I was going to be captain. But I declined it in a nice way. It never come directly to me, but it was the year that Mike Nichols took it on. And he did a wonderful job. We had, I was very proud of Mike, he did a great job. He brought in a man by the name of Ivor Oakes. Has he ever been mentioned to you?
No.
We called him the Bash. He used to train us, well, train the team then. Oh, it was agony. I don't think I ever trained like him in my life. Agony.
And that was your last season, too.
Yeah. Oh, I could see how everybody hated him. And he used to say, "You've got to get rid of that little man. That little man on your back," he said. He said, "You've got to forget about him." Oh, God. You ask the rugby players about Ivor Oakes' training. Oh, it was hard. I'll tell you what.
That was a very successful season, though, 77.
We didn't have to get us fit. We could run forever.
Yeah.
But the training was agony. Absolute agony.
Did you pick out any other players in that last season of yours?
Yeah.
I mean, that 70-71 season, the club played 51 games and won 35, only lost 12.
Had some great players that season.
You had Bob Coos on the right wing. He seemed to be on the right wing forever, Bob did. He wasn't electrifyingly quick. But he could run a long way. He wasn't like really fast, but he scored a lot of tries for Gloucester. Mm. Bob did.
Mm. As you say, he kept going, didn't he?
Yeah, he kept could run going, from and going and going and going and going. He was not a bad runner at all. Mick Burton, of course. Yeah, he came in late on my career as a young prop. Carolyn. John Haynes was a good open side wing forward. He competed very well to take Dick Smith's spot. There was a lot of who should play and who shouldn't play with John Haynes and Dick Smith at the time. John was a different open side wing forward to Dick. John was very much like a modern wing forward where he'd always win the ball back. John was always picking the ball up. A good link player, John. Ron Etheridge, fullback. Tom Palmer, of course, is a Cornishman. And I played against Tom in Cornwall, against Cornwall for Gloucestershire. That's the first time I met Tom as an outside half.
Played for Cheltenham, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Good, strong outside half, Tom was. And I believe Tom was in the winning cup here, the winning cup team, because Tom would have played where I should have played. And he went bad, Tom. He used to get his line going pretty good. Said Mr. Bayliss. He was robust, he was.
Destructive player.
Remember him? Nobody who saw him would ever forget him, will they?
He was terrible to play with. If I give him a quick ball, he didn't want that. He said, I want you to hold it. And he used to come in dead straight, take the ball literally out of my hands, and just run into them. And just that was his game, crash ball. Very effective. I would have thought, you know, if he could put himself about, he could have gone a lot further in his rugby career.
He certainly had his supporters.
He was certainly better than a lot of centres that played for England.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
Broke his neck here, you see, John. Eventually it stopped him playing. And he's still like that now. His golf swing's crap.
He's so stiff.
Yeah.
He was discharged from hospital, wasn't he? And then they had to take him back in again. They didn't realise at first he'd actually broken his neck.
That's right. Yeah, they thought it was just a wishbone here, but no, he broke it.
Yeah.
And it's stuck there now, his golf swing. Yeah. Mickey Burton, remember him starting here?
Made an impact from the start, did he?
He was terrible in the scrum. He just upset everybody. You know they got their own rules down there, but he just went in and hands over the hooker's eyes and stuff. And yeah. Oh yeah, he was somebody that could look after himself, mate.
He was a bit of a protege of Digger Morris, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Digger was very fond of Mick.
Yeah.
Because Mick was just turned up from nowhere, really. Nobody knew where he come from. But he just arrived. Good forward, Mike. British Lion. Robin Carlin was. He was a stiff one, he was. Jesus. Yeah. Bayliss, Booth. Alan Brent, come from Hereford. Nice chap, Alan. Played for England in the end.
Yeah.
Great scrummager. Great scrummager he was. It was his strength. Nigel Jackson, beam pole of a second row. Richard Jardine, policeman. Of course, you've got Digger's son there, Roy. Roy Morris. Played in the centre. One of my favourites, Mickey Potter, number 8. He'd have all the shoe. He'd have all the what you could throw at him, and Mick could take it and keep it, and he'd win you the ball. John Watkins, what a wonderful back row forward he was. He'd run forever. So fit. Yeah, he could. He was one of the good. And you've got Jim Jarrett, of course. He was captain of Pontypool. And he came here. Little Johnny Dix, the winger. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's a very, very elusive little player. Remember Dave Pegler? He was second row United first player.
Well, he obviously played enough for the first team to get on the honours board.
Well, he played 21 games, as far as I understood it. To get on the honours board.